St. Louis Cardinals, Blues, or Rams game, staying until the last out, horn, or whistle.
As a business owner, you know it's critical to surround yourself with people who have the knowledge you need. That's why you should interview a region's business banker. In fact, you should grill them with the tough questions. For example, what process do you use to understand how money flows through my business? Will you be able to offer solutions that maximize my cash flow? Do you have good ideas about how I can expedite collections? How can you help me find that 25th hour in a day? These are all very valid questions when you're looking for somebody to help your business thrive today and down the road. We come prepared. And because no interview candidate worth their salt would miss the chance to ask a few smart questions too, that's exactly what we'll do. So get together with a Regions business banker to see how you click. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. Or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
For a first or second opinion on all your financial needs, please call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. On the Big 550 KTRS, I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. And now it's time to play the Harris Challenge. And for that, we need you as a contestant. I just cleared off the line, so the early birds are gone.
And I just received a phone call from Tim Weiland.
Oh, yeah.
Said, to give drivers a heads up on Highway 44 around 141. They're getting ready to shut the highway down. And it won't be shut down long, but they're allowing a medical helicopter to land.
Okay.
To land there, so.
Yeah, can we get, is Tim on the line? Can we
I don't know.
Tim, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
There you go.
Which side's going to be closed down?
It's westbound 44, it's between Bowles and Highway 141. You had a collision, a car rear-ended a tractor-trailer, and right now they're letting the left lane through, but you can see they've got MoDOT workers and the police out there, and they're going to be shutting it down to let Arch or Arivac, whichever service they use, land and pick up, you know, whatever injured person in that. So it's still open the left lane now, but it will be shutting down here within the next 5 minutes.
What about eastbound?
Eastbound drivers, I don't know. They usually don't shut the other lane down.
But we'll have a rubbernecking problem.
Well, that's really not a problem. I mean, it's very light coming eastbound right now.
Good.
So you're backed up to Highway 270. But just be aware, they will be shutting it down here and only for about 5 to 10 minutes.
All right. We'll check back with you in 15 or so and see if it's all taken care of.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. There's Tim Weiland in the traffic center. So if you have not played the Harris Challenge in the last 60 days... I've been informed by management, 30 days is a month, 60 days is 2 months, and we have to go with the two-month rule for some reason. No explanation, but fine. We're going with the 60-day rule now. If you haven't played in the last 2 months, call us now, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who play every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton. No cover charge, and there's good food there. And they play every Thursday night at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville. No cover charge and amazing food. Go to wellhungarians.net for information and links to download from all sorts of other legal download sites. Their third album, which is called Botified, been out for a month or so now, selling nicely. Lots of people liking the music they're hearing from Johnny Holsom and the Well Hungarians. You can go to wellhungarians.net to get more information. All right, let's go right to our first contestant on the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, a chance to suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or use it for your prearranged commercial endorsement purposes.
Go Blues.
Okay. Yeah, Blues made it to the playoffs last night officially. Steve, we're going to turn on the semi-random category computer, and we'll see which categories come spilling out. Led, of course, by our weekly topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? You can have that one, or you can have... Passing for Passover, which starts tonight, or Eastwood for Easter, which will be on Sunday. What do you want?
How about have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Here's how we play the Harris Challenge. 5 questions, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 pointers, a total of 15 points you can grab, but you don't have to get them all. If you get half or more, you win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right, Paul. We have 1 dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have 2.
Why is Homer angry about donuts?
That was. I don't know.
Donuts. Apparently he hasn't eaten all day.
The Old Town Donut Shop has 2 locations, 1 in Florissant and 1 in Cottleville. Also from Werenberg Theaters.
They're not angry. They whisper.
Yes, we have free movie passes. You might want to see the Kevin Costner movie, McFarlane USA, or the second best...
Marigold Hotel.
Yes, Marigold Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Or we have a free bowling party.
Straight down the middle. You know what? Ever since we let Peon do the bowling, he's done more X's up there for a strike than ever before.
Oh, yeah. This free bowling party is available at Kingpin Lanes. You get 1 hour of bowling, shoe rental for up to 6 people on 1 lane, and a 1 large, 1 topping pizza from the Brickhouse Pizza Company.
So you get your choice of those prizes, or if you get all the questions correct for what we call a clean sweep, you win this fabulous prize package.
Well, that's right, Paul. You can visit Jimmy's on the Park, and we will have a gift certificate for you from there. 706 DeMunn in Clayton. The patio is now open. You can mark your calendar and make your reservation now for Easter brunch.
Yeah.
Starts at 10 a.m. with live jazz from Jim Manley and Mark Fredericks in the Bistro Bar.
But the gift certificate's not just for Easter brunch. You can go there for dinner anytime.
Oh, yeah.
Food is always great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jimmy's on the jimmyscafe.com for more information.
All right. So, Steve, you have chosen the category. Have you been paying attention? We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In which 2 states did governors force the legislatures to revise their Religious Freedom Restoration Acts before they'd sign them this week?
Pass.
Negotiators from the U.S. and 5 other world powers announced a breakthrough in nuclear talks with what nation?
Iran.
Correct. The first woman married to a beetle died this week at age 75. What was her name?
Mrs. Lennon.
What was her first name?
Pass.
For 1 point each, what schools make up this year's men's Final Four?
Duke, Wisconsin, Kentucky. Pass.
The NFL has hired Sarah Thomas as the first woman in the league working full-time in what job?
Pass.
Back to the one-pointer. The 2 states where the governors forced the legislatures to revise the Religious Freedom Restoration Act.
Illinois and Kentucky.
Arkansas and Indiana. Cynthia Lennon was the first Beatle wife. She had to do it, it was secret. So secret that Ringo didn't even know that John was getting married, wasn't invited to the wedding, because at the time, the Beatles were so hot with girls around the world, they didn't want him to know that John was married. So Cynthia was the secret Beatle wife. Michigan State is the other team in the Final Four this year, and Sarah Thomas will be the first full-time female official in the NFL, starting in the fall. There's been a woman on the field when they had replacement refs. Remember that season where they had, three games?
Yeah.
Then they had that debacle with the Seahawks and the Packers and the botched touchdown call, and that was the end of the replacement refs. So there was a woman who was doing it then for 1 game, but now Sarah Thomas will be the first one doing it full time. Let's see how you did here. You got 2 points for Iran, 1 point each for Kentucky, Wisconsin, and Duke, and unfortunately that's only 5 points. And so, Steve, you don't win, and therefore you must be punished. Here to do the punishing is a man who, frankly, I believe is punishing us all. Every hour in the ABC newscast at the top of the hour, there's a commercial with Pat Boone, Hello Neighbors, in which he essentially tries to scare you, or not you, but tries to scare old people into thinking that the banks are all going to collapse and you better buy gold. Well, if you can be punished by Pat every hour, certainly you can be punished by Pat now as he performs Van Halen.
Panama. Panama.
as we've discussed so many times, when you have the chorus singing behind you, it doesn't make it better. Neither does the swinging soundtrack.
Ain't nothing like it, a sign machine.
Imagine that. Backup singers, and they go, hey, we've got a job for you.
All right.
Yeah. Who am I singing it with? Pat Boone. Who?
What?
Ask your grandfather. Okay. All right. Steve, I'm sorry you had to hear that.
Okay.
Hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
You too. Happy Easter, everybody.
Thank you. You too. Here's contestant number two. Hello, Carl.
I'm here.
Well, that's the most enthusiastic contestant of the year.
Ready to play.
I am not ready to play. What I was actually going to go ahead and tell you is when you were talking about some of the backup guys in bands before.
Yes.
Mr. Keith Carlock was the most wonderful drummer I've ever seen in Steely Dan.
Okay.
And he was here in the city, and I took my dad to it. My girlfriend was very pissed off, and therefore she is not my girlfriend anymore.
Well, okay. Thanks for sharing that, Carl. All right. Was that all?
You didn't want to play?
Well, let's play. Let's see something.
All right. Well, let's see what the categories are here. We have Passing for Passover, Eastwood for Easter, or Mad Men. I'm going to ask you again. Are you sure you want to play?
Let's do the Easter thing.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. This is Clint Eastwood movies.
Ooh.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie did he play Secret Service agent Frank Horrigan?
I can't remember the name of the movie, but I do remember the movie quite well.
Do you want to pass?
He was...
Do you want to pass, Carl?
I'll pass.
Okay. In what movie did he make last year about a pop group from the East Coast?
I have no idea. I got a feeling I'm going to go ahead and be getting a bad feeling about this.
Here's our third question. Which of his movies starred Hilary Swank as a boxer?
Oh.
All right, here's your fourth question. Where did the movie Flags of Our Fathers take place?
I have no idea.
Okay, here's your fifth question.
I'm
just going to do this for the people listening. In what movie did he co-star with Tommy Lee Jones, Donald Sutherland, and James Garner as astronauts?
Oh, that was... Jesus Christ, I can't remember the name of it, but I do know the movie. That's telling you how old.
Carl, you know what? I'm going to ask the judges, can we give Carl points just for knowing the movie but not actually saying it out loud?
I don't
think
so.
I give him 7 points.
You give him 7 points?
Kind of like there's the thing about the baby, there's the...
Million Dollar
guys,
Baby.
Million Dollar Baby was the boxing movie.
The SR-71.
All right, I'm going to talk now, Carl. Carl, I'm going to talk now. Million Dollar Baby was the Hilary Swank boxing movie. Jersey Boys was the pop group from the East Coast. Of course, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. In the Line of Fire was the Secret Service movie. I'm talking now, Carl. Flags of Our Fathers took place on Iwo Jima. And Tommy Lee Jones, Donald Sutherland, James Garner, and Clint Eastwood were space cowboys. And I'm not even going to go with the Punisher music. Let's move on to our next contestant. And that will be Joe. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Paul.
Joe, you called on purpose to play the challenge, correct?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Fine. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'll plug my employer. I work for Mozingo Music, and come see us. We just got some new Ibanez guitars, and no, Dan, we don't have any Rickenbacker basses still.
Oh.
But we do have Ampeg bass amps, so come see us at our O'Fallon store or Ellisville location.
Very cool. Nice. Joe, you may know that I've been into the Ellisville location many times. Mostly to get cellos for my daughter when she was playing that.
How about a nice wood grain Fender P bass?
No, we don't do Fender. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
How about Hohner?
Yes, we do have Hohner.
Hey.
All right. Hohner harmonica.
I would like some credit on the show for knowing that there's such a thing as a Hohner bass.
not a Hohner bass, no.
No, there's no Hohner bass.
Yes, there is. Paul McCartney plays one.
Paul McCartney plays a Hohner bass?
That's the only thing I know about the bass.
Wow, Dan. You don't know that?
Joe will back me up on this, won't you, Joe?
You got me, Paul. I don't know.
All right.
I'm the general manager. I don't know all the music stuff.
Already, this has gone better than my conversation with Carl. Joe, which would you like? Passing for Passover, Mad Men, or Where Was That?
How about Passing for Passover? I'll take a flyer.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. This is about quarterbacks in the NFL. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Former New York Jet Chad Pennington had the highest career completion percentage of any NFL quarterback. Which Rams quarterback is number two on the list?
That'd be Kurt Warner.
Correct. Which 49ers quarterback shares the record with Sammy Baugh for most seasons leading the league in passing?
Joe Montana.
Steve Young. Which Steelers quarterback had the highest quarterback rating for a rookie season?
Ben Roethlisberger.
Correct. Who attempted more passes in his career than anyone else? Brett Favre, Dan Marino, or John Elway?
Dan Marino.
Brett Favre. Who holds the record for the most completed passes in a season? Completed passes. Peyton Manning, Johnny Unitas, Drew Brees.
Drew Brees.
Correct answer? Drew Brees.
Wow.
Joe, you got the one, the three, and the five. Those odd numbers add up to nine, and you are a winner. Congratulations.
Good, because I didn't want to hear Pat Boone. Although Pat Boone probably did better than David Lee Roth did the other night. So.
What happened to David Lee Roth?
Oh, did you not hear him on Jimmy Kimmel? You guys should look that up.
Yeah, I saw that.
Was singing Kim Panama, and it was not good.
Yeah, he doesn't have quite the range he used to.
No, he doesn't
to,
have any
that.
Pitch either.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow, when you're a music store guy and you're talking about somebody not having range and pitch.
Yeah, it was obvious.
Wow.
Yeah, wasn't that good.
David Lee Roth, little pitchy there, dog.
Yeah.
What? All right. Thanks for. I didn't know that David Lee Roth was back with Van Halen.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
So when they come to the it's now the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, he'll be the lead singer.
I believe so.
I guess so. All right, Joe, thanks for the information. I appreciate it. Hang on. Dan will tell you about your prizes.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
And here comes our fourth contestant today. Hello, Andy.
Hello.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'd just like to send a shout-out to my wife, Liz, and my boys, Oliver and Thomas.
Okay.
Hey, and Steve Davis just called in, our favorite Elvis impersonator.
Yes.
He said that Paul McCartney played a Hofner bass.
A Hofner bass.
Hofner, yes.
Okay. I played the typo bass.
Okay.
It looked like Honer to me. Andy, two categories left. Mad Men or Where Was That?
Let's go with Where Was That.
60 seconds on the clock. This is the best Harris Challenge ever.
Oh, man. It's going swimmingly.
Yes, it is. Let's play. Which state has imposed its first ever water restrictions because there isn't enough snow in the mountains?
California.
Correct. Senator Bob Menendez was indicted this week on corruption charges. What state does he represent?
Texas.
New Jersey. In what city were 11 former public school employees convicted on racketeering charges related to cheating on standardized tests?
Indiana.
Atlanta. President Obama was in Utah today, leaving only one state he has not traveled to. Is it South Dakota, Wyoming, or Arkansas?
Wyoming.
South Dakota. Which country, known for its butter-rich cuisine, has outlawed pro-anorexia websites and online content provoking people to excessive thinness?
Repeat that again?
Which country, known for its butter-rich cuisine, has outlawed pro-anorexia websites?
England.
England? No, England is known for boiling all meat to within an inch of its life. It's France that puts a lot of butter in its cuisine and has said you cannot have pro-anorexia websites anymore. So let's see how you did here. 1 point for California, Andy. Yeah, you know it too. So I am going to have to punish you once again with Pat Fearmonger Boone.
Don't you know she's coming home with me? You lose her in the turn. I get her. Panama.
All right, fine. Maybe.
What was that?
I know. I like that guitar lick there.
You know, if I'd known about the David Lee Roth thing, we would have downloaded that version and used it if it was that horrible. But, you know, Pat's doing a pretty good job himself today, Andy. Have a great weekend.
You too. Happy Easter.
Thank you. Have a nice holiday. And Jim is our final contestant today. Hi, Jim.
How you doing?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm just going to do a shout-out to my wife, Dolores, and my kids, Josh, Jessica, Tim, and Kelly.
Okay. The category is Mad Men, which is not about the TV show. It's a movie category. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie did Peter Finch yell, "I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore"?
Network.
Correct. Who played the title character in the original Mad Max movie?
Gibson.
Mel Gibson is right. What 1963 comedy starred Spencer Tracy, Milton Berle, Jonathan Winters, Buddy Hackett, Sid Caesar, and dozens of other comedians?
Mad World.
Correct, and you got the correct number of mads. Who starred with Helen Hunt on the TV series Mad About You?
Reiser?
Yeah, Paul Reiser is his name. All right, now for the clean sweep. Which of these did not star in the 1983 movie Mad Dog and Glory? Robert De Niro, Christopher Walken, or Bill Murray?
Walken.
Christopher Walken was not in that movie. But the other two were, and so was the lovely Uma Thurman.
Mm.
So, Jim, congratulations. That's a clean sweep.
Hey.
I wouldn't have expected it.
Well, you came through, and so you're going to get the dinner at Jimmy's on the Park. Nicely done. Hang on, Dan. I'll tell you how you get your prizes for the Harris Challenge, which is brought to you every Friday by the great guys in the Well Hungarians who are performing tonight at the Casino Queen in East St. Louis. No cover charge. The show starts at 8 p.m. And tomorrow night, they will be at the Mile 277 Tap and Grill in Sunset Hills, where you can get some great food. Download the Well Hungarians app and check out their website, wellhungarians.net. We play the Harris Challenge every Friday at 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a check on traffic now with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan. Well, they have just reopened the left lane of westbound 44 after Bulls. Now, traffic is backed up to Lindbergh. But they are just allowing the left lane. The medical helicopter just took off. We've got a new crash on northbound 55 after Union. Two right lanes are blocked there. Very light traffic going northbound. And then another accident at Tesson Ferry and Wells Road. Looks like that's just affecting northbound Tesson Ferry. Everything else is running pretty well around town. And this traffic report is brought to you by LifeLock. Identity thieves are looking forward to your tax return. Last year, they stole more than $5 billion from taxpayers by filing fraudulent returns. Put LifeLock to work for you. Use code TAX to save 10% at LifeLock.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
When you need to know.
It was early in the morning and it was dark.
With threatening weather strikes, for the most complete and accurate coverage, turn to your severe weather station.
We heard tons of wind ripping through, so we all gathered our stuff, went down in the basement with all the kids and everything as a precaution.
KTRS. When you need to know. The Big 550.
It turned out it was important to do so.
Your official weather station. KTRS. Depend on it.
The real estate market is heating up, and you need an expert in there helping you every step of the way. And that's where Kathy Helbig from the Kathy Helbig Group comes in. How hot is this market?
The market is hot right now for both sellers and buyers. Interest rates are low for buyers, and inventory is low for sellers, so it's a perfect market for both.
If a seller calls you up, can you help them with staging their home?
Absolutely. We ask sellers to call us way in advance so that we can come in and advise them on staging and trends so that we can get the most dollar for their home before they go on the market.
Your buyer's agents and your seller's agents are specialists, and they have and you have incorporated technology. Tell us about that.
We have. We offer client-issued iPads to use throughout the transaction so that we can do paperless with our clients. We can communicate through the iPads, and we also have all kinds of fun apps for them to search for homes as well as decorating and other apps for in and around their house.
That's Kathy Helbig from the KathyHelbigGroup.com, 314-276-SOLD or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
You've probably heard Weedman is the best lawn care company, and for that we are truly thankful. We feel it's imperative in this day of high childhood obesity to promote healthy activities on your lawn and other sports turf areas. Our team of Weedman professionals feel it's only fair to give back, and so we are announcing a community sports sponsorship contest. Upload a photo of your community or school-based sports team to Weedman USA's Facebook page. Include your team name, league name, and location in the photo description. The top three team photos with the most likes will earn up to a $5,000 sponsorship and a team hydration kit from Weedman Lawn Care. Open to all, customers or not. Go to Weedman's Facebook page for official rules. Get creative with your picture and get networking to help your favorite team win an awesome sponsorship. Our goal is to aid in the fight to lower obesity in kids and adults by promoting more outside activities on our lawns. Having a Weed Man lawn makes growing up a memory framed in green. Have your team compete in Weed Man's sports team sponsorship contest on Facebook today.
Hi, this is Darren from Rhino Shield. And with Rhino Shield, you will never have to paint again. And who wants to paint their own home, business, or church anyways? Rhino Shield is a permanent ceramic coating that blocks out 100% of the moisture and 90% of the UV rays. Get the 25-year guaranteed protection right now for 20% off. This offer is limited, so hurry. And we have special financing. Painting your home is personal, and we take it very serious. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. That's serious. If you see cracks, splits, nail pops, or even rotten wood, be smart and take advantage of our winter's special savings. Mention radio at 877-25-RHINO, 877-25-RHINO, or at 877-25-RHINO.com. See what we did there? Genius. It's more affordable than you think.
Don't paint, don't rhino, go Rhino Shield.
Never paint your house again.
Rhino Shield.
It's borderline shocking how much energy I have.
I was off all my prescription medications in the first 30 days.
I'm Dr. Dennis Black, and I created a Texas-sized solution to America's health problem.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Since I've been on Dr. Black Superfood, I haven't been sick.
Barely a week, and my skin looks 75 to 80% better already.
I make my Texas Superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apple.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas Superfood delivers the same nutrition as 12. Count them, 12 servings of raw fruits and vegetables.
All of the nutrients that we need.
Call us.
844-DR-BLACK.
844-DR-BLACK.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Wouldn't you rather be healthy, energetic, and fit? Thousands of people take my Texas Superfood every day. Join us on TexasSuperfood.com or call us at 844-DR-BLACK. That's 844-DR-BLACK.
TexasSuperfood.com.
How's this for a deal? Call Gelmish & Sons Heating and Cooling. One family that's been around since 1950. You know them by their big red trucks, their big red billboards. Mike Shannon approved. Call them and ask about upgrading your air conditioning and your furnace to a more energy efficient furnace. Now, when you call Gelmish & Sons and they install a high efficiency unit, not only will Gelmish & Sons be able to make sure you get the rebates you deserve from Lennox, from Ameren, or from LaClee Gas, but when that's done and you get your rebates, then your heating and electric bills will be cut in half. So you get a massive rebate and your energy bills go down in half. What are you waiting for? Gelmish & Sons, 314-993-1110. That's 314-993-1110 or gelmishandsons.com. You want the best? Rebates, energy bills cut in half? gelmishandsons.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
Taking care of trees is a big job. Not everyone has the knowledge and the training to do it. The certified arborists at T&L Tree Service have been providing a variety of professional service within the tree care, plant health care, and landscaping industry for over 40 years. Trees are good for you, and the experts at T&L Tree Service want to keep your trees healthy for years to come. Call T&L Tree Service at 314-895-1883 for a free estimate. T&L Tree Service, online at tltreeservice.com.
What would your team, group, or club do with $10,000? Enter Baymont Inns and Suites Home Team Hospitality Contest by April 27th. Visit baymontinns.com/hometeamhospitality for more.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
No work today for a lot of people, because it's Good Friday heading into the Easter Passover weekend.
It's Aloha Friday.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me in the studio. And in Southern California is Mr. Mike Evans.
That's right.
How are you, Mike?
Good. Happy Easter to everybody.
Thank you. You too.
Hope everybody has a great Easter. Your pop quiz question, name the name of the celebrity who is in the top 10. Followed on Twitter. Kim Kardashian, Jennifer Lopez, Selena Gomez, or Britney Spears? Answer in just a minute. Two movie reviews. First is Furious 7. You see it?
I did not.
It's outdone itself. Shoot 'em up, blow 'em up, talking crazy, whole new special level of effects. Best of the franchise. Story, script, everything about the movie works. It is a two-tub popcorn thriller, rated PG, 2 hours, 20 minutes. For what it is, it is.
Isn't 2 hours and 20 minutes too long for a movie like this?
Four stars.
Wow.
Next is Woman in Gold, the true story of a woman who had to flee Nazi Vienna, who returned 60 years later to claim her family valuables the Nazis stole, including a painting of her aunt that has become a national treasure in Vienna. Stars Ryan Reynolds and Helen Mirren. Love true stories. Love this one. Rated PG-13, exactly 2 hours, 3.5 stars.
Okay.
Sports shorts. I know everybody says Kentucky, but I kind of like to see Wisconsin-Duke. No comments, anybody?
I wouldn't bet on it.
No.
No, I don't care.
Looks like Kentucky's going to win anyway.
NCAA employee Dan Strauss.
Yeah.
Scoop, Charlotte, super hot burger babe, McKinney.
Who?
Charlotte McKinney.
Oh, is the girl in the Hardee's commercial?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there
see,
you go.
I don't know Charlotte McKinney.
Super hot burger babe.
I know super hot burger babe. I just don't know that her name is Charlotte McKinney.
Oh. She was eliminated from Dancing with the Stars this week, was disliked by everyone, acted like she was better than everyone, spent most of her time on her cell phone bragging to everybody that she has a lot bigger deals in the works than Dancing with the Stars. That didn't go over well.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't show up for rehearsal, and with all that being added up, a lot of the contestants and producers were glad to see her go.
Prediction, we'll never hear of her again.
Well, you know, I had a story the other day about Kate Upton, who's also burned all the bridges, too.
Really?
Programming note, we'll be talking to you from Dallas, Texas all next week.
All right. What are you doing there?
Going to go see family.
Oh, good.
Play a little golf.
Nice.
Dayton history, 1973, on this date, first cell phone invented and marketed. Weighed about 5 pounds, about the size of a shoebox.
Yeah. did you have one of those?
Yes,
early?
I did. New York Post got me one right after they came out.
What year was that we're talking
73.
Wow. I didn't get one until my wife got pregnant in 93. So by then we were already up to the, you know, the flip phones with the pull-out antennas and that sort of stuff. But I remember those bricks that you guys used to walk around with.
Oh, my goodness.
Ridiculous.
And a lot of people, when we first got those phones, go, well, that's a fad. They'll never catch on.
Yeah, right.
I think they caught on pretty good.
Yeah.
Who is in the top 10 of most followed on Twitter? Kim Kardashian, Jennifer Lopez, Selena Gomez, and Britney Spears.
Okay, I've got this one. 100% guaranteed I've got this one.
Really?
The correct answer is all of them.
Oh, man. I'm going to go Kardashian.
Yeah, I'm going to say Kardashian.
Answer. Selena Gomez is number 17, Kim Kardashian 15, Jennifer Lopez is 14, Britney Spears is the only one in the top 10 at number 10 with 41 million followers. Who's number one?
Wow.
Number Justin one. Bieber or Lady Gaga?
I don't know.
Those Obama's are... number three, Katy Perry's number one.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
And finally,
understandable.
Come on, sing along, eat Aloha Friday, no we're doing Monday, we're going to play today, Aloha Friday. Have a great Easter, everybody. Lady Okalani, Lani, Okalu, Kuna, Ka, Hui, Hui, Ho, Kuna, Kami, Kahi, Wabanda, Okai, Mokia, Kaga, Hui, Ho,
Anana Kuli, Makawani, Yani, Ona, Nana Lula, Wakawai.
Mike Evans brought to you every day by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Now it's time to span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456, or download the STL Taxi app today. Thanks to our contributor Matt Burrows for some of our stories today, like the first one from Springfield, Missouri, where police got a call about a possible impaired driver leaving the Come and Go convenience store, where a woman later identified as Donna Heeman tried to buy some booze before leaving in an SUV that had a flat tire and heavy front end damage and deployed airbags. She tried to leave with booze before getting in an SUV with a flat tire, heavy front end damage, and deployed airbags. A Greene County detective sergeant began looking for the SUV, tracked it down by following a trail of fluids after Heeman apparently crashed into a brick-enclosed mailbox. The detective found the SUV in the garage of a house. She was behind the wheel but wouldn't get out. The detective stood up on the running board of the SUV, tried to reach in and unlock the door, but Donna put it in reverse and hit the gas. The cop had to jump off. The SUV then crashed into the front of his vehicle, and she rammed it repeatedly until it was far enough back that she was able to drive out of the garage and get away. Other deputies had to come and stop her a few minutes later, pull her out of the vehicle, and arrest her. Story number two from Port Pirie, Australia. Karen Davis got some attention after flashing her breasts on Google Maps. She saw Google's Street View car coming up the road, followed it for a short distance to be sure her image would be captured. Then she pulled up her shirt, stood there for a few seconds. She says, "I look at Google Maps a lot, and I wanted to be on there. Thought this is a way to do it. I also did it for a friend in the UK who can now see me all the time. I got to check something off of my bucket list. I am on Google Maps." That's a weird bucket list. By the way, response not all that positive. If you've seen pictures of Karen, you may understand why. She's been criticized a lot on Twitter and Facebook. But she says, "Haters gotta hate. You got the guts to do it? All you flat-chested chicks think I'm disgusting? It's big boob envy." Well, maybe. Take a look for yourself. Oh, you can't. Google has pixelated the picture. Story number three from Leesburg, Florida. Lydia Kelm, a nurse, was at the McDonald's drive-thru about 2 miles from the city's police department about 3:30 in the morning. She was revving her engine loudly and backing up and then pulling forward and then backing up and then pulling forward. The McDonald's employee said, "Lady, would you please just pull up to the window?" And when she wouldn't, they called the cops, who showed up quickly. They're only 2 miles away, and found Lydia confused and lethargic and slurring her speech. She told an officer she'd had 3 beers. So they gave her a field sobriety test. She didn't do so well on that. They took her in, gave her the blood test. BAC, 3 times the legal limit. That ain't 3 beers, lady. Now we go to Des Moines, Iowa, where a driver was stopped at a red light when another car smashed into her from behind. That car was doing 80 miles an hour. Hit her so hard, her car ended up in the intersection. But that's not what makes this a knucklehead story. When officers checked the suspect vehicle, they found a drunk 25-year-old woman sitting naked in the driver's seat. Her speech also slurred. Eyes bloodshot, watery. She claimed the car didn't belong to her, that she wasn't driving, but she had been drinking. Police found her cell phone under the driver's seat, her shoes on the floorboard, her wallet in the center console. It turns out that she had not been alone in the car. Witnesses said they saw a man running from the car after the accident. Other officers quickly found him, a guy named